Welcome to the Conway Show. We have Jake the Iceman and Dan the Truck. He's back on for the next episode of the Conway Show. We are really looking forward to this. This is a big one. We've got some big episodes lined up for the Conway Show. And we're looking forward to getting these done every week now. So look forward to getting them out. So welcome to the lads.
Hello. Welcome back.
Good morning.
We're back.
We are back.
New year, new me.
That's it. We're back with a big one today because we're going to talk about our next challenge. The last one, last time we were on here, we were off to, or we gave a recap of the
Surf Coast
100 kilometres, which is one hell of a an event. And this one is going to be, you know what I mean, 10 times that. So
I was going to say worse, but it's realistically better.
I guess it depends how you look at it.
What kind of mind I was saying worse. Yeah, this one's gonna be worse.
Different. Yeah.
So what are we doing?
So this one is a challenge we came up with on our way to our VO2 max about 6 months ago. We've got footage of it. I remember the other day I rocked into work. I said, "Craig, have you got footage?" I remember us talking about this trip, this challenge. Have you got footage? Was the camera rolling? And he, sure enough, went in and found it. So it has on there. Some pretty funny, footage of us talking about Sydney and what we could do, and
turned from a joke to a reality pretty quickly, isn't it?
I've had people ask they kind of in the gym, and they've said, "Who came up with this? It must have been Dylan." And we went, I've literally responded with, "I'm pretty sure we all just agreed on it very quickly and thought it was a joke, and then went, oh, that's actually not a bad idea." Yeah. And then watching that video over, it made sense that we have some. Screws loose in our head, but we like a challenge.
I think, it's just the way you have to do things, though, right? We talked about it the other day. It's like when you do something, you have to do the next thing has to be better or bigger.
What's after 100? 1,000?
It's worrying. Yeah. It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
it is scary.
It's a worrying prospect.
I remember when we talked about it in the car that day, and I remember someone saying, "Oh, there's a guy going to run around," and that's when I first sort of heard about Ned Brockman. Mm. Someone said, he's running from Perth to Sydney in 42 days. And I thought, we can do Sydney then, can't we? You know what I mean?
That's right.
8 days, I thought it was 800. But, you know what I mean, that quickly went to 1,000. So, obviously you can't run on the Hume. So, yeah. we've found our running route at the moment. So, but yeah, this is a, you know what I mean, 10-day event that will set us off from Bondi Beach all the way to finish off at TPC. On a Saturday,
the 20th of May.
18th is when we start.
I'd have come back 27th.
27th.
27th of May.
So now it's, you know what I mean, we've put the event out there, the world knows what we're doing, and I guess that's one of the most scariest things is when you actually talk about it and people can have goals and have ideas that they want to challenge themselves or do something, but when it actually comes to it down to it, when you've got to tell, gentlemen, put it out there to the universe that you are doing it, there's no going back, and it's just you've got to follow through with it now.
It's the accountability. I think it's when it's like whenever you make a goal or a plan and you write it down, you've told yourself, you've put it aside and put it in front of you saying, I've written it down or I've told someone, no matter what, that's it, you're in, you know? Like, and I felt that the other day when I said, oh, it's been posted on Instagram. Oh, I really have to do this now. You know, you can't turn around and go, no, we're actually joking, we're not doing it. Mm. It's now,
I think it's the people you tell too, right?
Like, correct.
You know, when you tell people that are going to keep you accountable,
yeah.
It's a different thing altogether. But you can tell someone that just doesn't really give a shit, doesn't really matter. But we've put it out to the people that we care most about and the people that we know are going to be on our ass every day, which is the scariest thing for me. Because I know both of you are the same with me, and I'm with you in Kiev as well, but even just our members. Like, I know that when we put stuff out to them, we have to set the standard and really step up and be role models as well.
They had the same reaction when we did the Surf Coast last year, and I think when we mentioned it to them, it's a 100K run, people are like, oh my God, 100K is a lot. Like, very rarely do people have that goal of, of anything over 10 kilometers. Like you tell someone it's a lifelong goal of 42 Ks and doing a marathon, I would say 5% of the world would do something like that. Not even that, 0.5, you know? And so when someone says anything more than a marathon, an ultra marathon, or even more than that, like that's, it's huge. And some people see it and they go, oh, look, that's unattainable. Not us. No.
Well, that's the thing. When you build a standard around what you think is achievable and you go and do it, then that standard lifts to a new standard.
Correct.
And that's what we talk about. And
correct.
And that's something that, do you know what I mean? When you've got like-minded people around you that jump on straight away with it, that hesitation of, oh, geez, that's bloody hard. Like, no doubt about it, this is fucking scary. Like, I'm bloody shitting myself. And, do you know what I mean? We're only 3 days, three running sessions into this program. And every single run has been like I've been at ground zero again, learning how to run or learning how to hype myself up for a run and realizing that we are just starting. This shit is going to get real, real quickly. If not already, and the runs are going to turn from 10 to 30 to 55 to repeat those day after day. And it's but it's also the feeling and knowing how, and Dan, you said it well a couple of days ago, like you know the pain you're going to go into and you've really got to soak yourself into it and go, I know the shit my headspace is going to get into, my body's going to feel. Day in, day out for 10 days to be able to accomplish this. And it's about going, fuck it. When I get to the end of it, this is going to be amazing.
Yeah, I don't think people, like, obviously all the stuff that we've listened to, all the people that we know or have heard of that have done this sort of thing, like you listen to Ned and you listen to, you know, people that have done ultras, Moab, all that sort of stuff. They say it's you know, it's 95% head game, 5% fitness. And that's like how you got to look at the training. Because like, I'm in the same way. Like, I'm going out there learning how to run again. It honestly feels like I've started back at zero. Like, I'm going out there on runs and I'm like, this shouldn't feel like this. And it's so frustrating, you know, because you've been so running fit before and I felt so good running, doing 30, 35, 40K runs for training and coming back and being like, fuck, that was good. Now I'm doing 10 and going, holy shit, how am I going to do 50?
Yeah.
And I can't even, you know, obviously – just to explain what's happening as well with the runs, like obviously I'm doing 50 with Kev every day and you boys are doing 100. So even in my mind, I'm thinking about you guys every day I run. Like I'm literally in your, like I feel a little bit anxious in my mind. I come back and I'm like, if this is right now how I'm feeling, I can't even, like I don't, like, because I'm always going to be there on your back every day. I'm going to be like, you know, your go-to, but it scares me. You know, it scares me what's going to happen and what's going to proceed. But it's all a mind game. It is a mind game.
And I think it's definitely relatable in terms of, do you know what I mean? I said it before after I finished 12K run. Like 12K run to, do you know what I mean? Most people is a huge run. And right now, it's a fucking huge run for me and you guys. Do you know what I mean? But it's about making sure that's what's been set out. That's what we're going for. And it will get easier. It's like when people have a break from the gym or, do you know what I mean? They go on holidays or get injured or whatever. You're starting back at ground zero again. And it's all relatable. It's not like, I mean, that could be someone's 1K and we feel exactly the same and you have the same mindset. Do you know what I mean? I spoke to Camille the other day and she ran 3K and she's like, oh, I wanted to stop. It's exactly the same as us running 12 and wanting to stop. Do you know what I mean? I wanted to stop the other day. It was the longest run I've ever done in my life. It was 15 Ks and I can tell you right now, every probably 500 meters was like I'd run – I mean, 1,000. I was like, oh my God, I got to stop. Like my watch was ticking over so slow and...
I'm glad you're feeling the same as me.
But everyone's feeling the same.
I know. It's,
sometimes you can get so in yourself
that... You got caught up in your own head.
Do you know what I mean? Dan and Jake must have crushed that this morning. Do you know what I mean? Everyone in the gym must be... Geez, it must be easy for them in that session. But no, it's everyone is feeling the same. Just people go faster or slower. Everyone's still got the same feeling of... that fatigue, that mental strain, do you know what I mean? But it's, I guess, having that ability to understand that everyone has it.
And everyone's you get it back, right? We'll get it back. Yeah, like, I know, like, man, I just took myself back to when we started for the 100 for the Surf Coast. I felt exactly the same way. I felt fucking awful for days. I had injuries too, yeah? Like right now starting, I'm looking at all the positives. So I'm like, okay, I'm running without pain in my back. I'm running without pain in my... Do you know what I mean? In my knee at the moment. That's all good stuff. Because when I started last time, I literally had to, like Chelsea had to strap my back every day before I went for a training run. She literally had to come in, tape my back up so I could run. So yeah, I'm looking at like this is all good stuff that I can go out there and just run normal without any of that. Although it sucks, although it's very hard.
It is. It's funny because this can then go back to anything, you know, like it's you've got something to prepare for, you've got something to train for, and it's always going to be really difficult. And for us, we know the experiences from last year, and we knew the process we went through last year. That was hard. That was super hard. So for us right now, it's like going back to, like you said, going back to what we dealt with last year, and now we're back in the same position.
Mm.
We started slow last year. Remember, we were doing, what, 3Ks in a Monday? First week. Yeah. This one was a 10K. We've already done, and I think I counted Sunday as well, and we've done 40. I've done 46 kilometres this week.
Mm.
So
yeah, you don't have to brag. I haven't done mine today yet.
But even, oh yeah, true. But even then, like I look at that and I go, oh, geez. Like, I remember we were doing, it was like a 3 on a Monday, 4 on a Tuesday, and then intervals, and it's insane. But we know mentally what we went through for 100 kilometres. This one's going to be harder. But at the same time, we've been through it all. A lot of people haven't even started training for things or have these aspirations, and it takes a long time for them to build up this courage to even start their training. And that's when it comes down to, again, like we said, for 100 Ks, we started with 3 kilometres with Camille.
Mm.
Amazing. Start with 3 kilometres. Start with 2 kilometres and build it up from there. And suddenly your body and your mind start getting used to it. Listening to Ned's podcast this morning, the funniest thing was on the Inspired Unemployed, they asked him if he loved running, and he said he freaking hates it. He said running, he can't stand it. But he set himself a challenge. He ran 100 kilometres with a banana and a muffin at one point yonkers ago. So there's that mindset where, and again, like you said, he was 90% mental, 10% physical.
I think what I love about what he says about running is he said, I hate running, but I love what it does to me.
Yeah.
Mm. I love where I get, like what happens to me when I run.
Yeah.
Where my mind goes, where my body goes. And I think that's why I like it.
Yeah, therapeutic.
Well, it's just, and it's weird. I don't know, just the pain of it, and the like, this it's a weird thing, like the suffering, the endurance, like the having to push through, as you said, like sometimes you're pushing through 250 meters at a time just to get there.
Yeah,
it's the weirdest thing. Like we never do that in here. Yeah, we're completely comfortable in here.
Yeah,
when we're in here, we can push ourselves to the max. Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah,
but you never get to that place where you're like, I don't think I can get back on that assault bike.
Yeah.
I can't do it. It's like we don't really get like that. So that's what I love about it.
Yep.
And obviously we're doing this to raise money for the Holler Foundation, which, do you know what I mean, Dan and myself founded after, do you know what I mean, a Conquer for 24 event. It was an idea to raise money and create our own non-for-profit charity, which has taken a little bit longer than expected, but obviously that happens when you've got, I mean, 5 board members with families and businesses and that. But, do you know what I mean, the bright future of the Holler Foundation and the extraordinary things we're looking at doing and taking this, I mean, Australia wide is really exciting. And Jake's come on as a board member, and again, the initiatives and the events and the programs and all that will be coming to the forefront the next sort of couple of weeks, and everyone will see exactly what we've got planned. I'm really excited. And obviously we're looking to, I mean, raise, I mean, $180,000 at least, which is our game plan with that is, I mean, $100 per person, which is $10 a day for every 100 kilometres we're running. So we think that's achievable, and we think, do you know what I mean, with that, people are going to see amazing things in the businesses, schools, and sporting clubs for us to hop out there and really preach the word about, I mean, the whole mental stigma of mental health and obviously all things that are related to breath, do you know what I mean, movement, do you know what I mean, looking at vulnerabilities of strength and all this sort of stuff that come with that. So we're really excited to raise money for that, and we're looking for obviously sponsors to jump on board and to help us get to this challenge, because obviously this is a huge physical challenge, but it's obviously going to be a really mentally draining challenge to get us through these 10 days. And we've got a massive support crew and charity that we're doing this for. It's a bigger purpose, which is something that I'm always big on, is doing something for others, and it's about giving and not taking. So
I think for me personally, like with Holler Foundation, obviously we don't take this stuff very lightly. Like it's super important to me. Obviously we started this foundation for a reason, but I know you being on the board, it's super important to you and Dill, but it's all so relevant to us, all this sort of stuff. And I'm never going to go out of my way in my life do 10 days of you know, really pushing myself to my absolute maximum for no reason. And this reason is super important. So I think, you know, we really want everyone to get behind us and Holler. And it's going to be a huge year for Holler. Like, I know Jake and Dale have been working hard on the board, and I'm really excited for the potential of this charity to help so many people. But I just want, yeah, obviously to let everyone know that this is the main reason we're doing this. Do you know what I mean? We're going out there to raise money for kids and people who are struggling and need some help, and also to you know, to move people forward in life. And by showing them the way of, you know, perseverance and vulnerability, we're going to be very vulnerable in these next 10 days. And yeah, I'm super excited about the cause, and I'm also really excited about the 10 days. Logistically as well, obviously it's going to be a very hard task to logistically organise 10 days of running with us and a group of people. Yeah. So we definitely need as much help as we can. If anyone out there listen to this and think they can help, it's going to be, we need as many hands as we can really on this one.
Yeah, and it's we're very lucky as well. Obviously, we're doing it together. You know, like, again, we revert back to Ned Brockman, and we revert back to a lot of people that do ultras and all that. And a lot of these people are doing them by themselves. They have one support crew. We're very lucky to be doing it by as a group. And again, we're obviously, they're going to be doing our individual battles and getting through with their own support crew. But we're in this together. And I think this is where that mental health comes into it. Like, everyone has a support network, and if you don't have a support network, there's going to be someone. And that's what we want to find. We want to build these bridges for people so they can get over it, but then also follow them over that bridge, you know? So that's why I think, and the way that we've spoken about Holler Foundation is, this challenge here is going to be much more of a mental barrier than a physical barrier. So for that, perseverance is a key, and I think people are going to see that and go, you know what, I can do that. I can challenge myself with something a little bit different, like a 3K run. So with this mental health, surrounding this run with that mental health, rather than it being a gym kind of event.
It's all about connection, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
You need that connection around you to have that support, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to inspire, motivate, and to help others. And this sort of brings us on to the plan of attack for this run. We've had a few meetings in terms of mapping out the course and exactly where we're running and the elevation and which way we can go and where we're staying and stuff like that. Working on transportation, support crew, and all this. It's taking a lot of work to prepare for this, and because you can't. This is not something you can take lightly in terms of you're literally out in the middle of the bush and
can't half-ass it.
You can't. It has to be everything down to the detail of, I'm going to go this way. We're going to go this way because there's, less hills or less elevation. And, when you looked at the map, it was like, I think there was 1,000,
I think,
meters of elevation.
Yeah.
Which is huge. So it's a lot of preparation, obviously, with Kev as well. Kev jumped on board and doing the event as well. He doesn't say no to anything. So, we could just need to, obviously get as many support crew and sponsors as possible. Transportation and all that sort of stuff. But I guess the journey of the training is the biggest thing, and ticking off each day, each box. I've got the running program from Jeff Cunningham, who's from America, who has written our other programs. World renowned long distance marathon coach. He's spoken to the best, ultra marathon runners to prepare for us for this. He's hoping to get down to Australia to see this out, because he sees what sort of epic challenge this is. I drew a map for comparison, and it was from Austin to Memphis, so the Americans understand over there how far this is and what sort of challenge we have ahead of us. And these runs, going through the program, it's been logged in our app of day by day and the preparation towards it. And some of these training blocks, at the moment, they're sort of, this week's going to be probably, I think, a 70K build up this week. But the understanding of this is a 5-month build up. So we can't start slow because we've only got 5 months, which is probably, one of the biggest hurdles of coming into this. And some of the runs later in the program are 55 on one day, 35 on the next. Like, that's, probably that's 10 hours there at least on the road.
That's exciting.
It's, So it's about just ticking off. You literally can't miss a day because then you get stuck of running every day then.
Yeah.
So, and you need that recovery. I know, I'm still going to begin, 4 to 5, strength and conditioning classes a week. That's a non-negotiable, have to be strong. But for me, we joked about it before, but I've got I'm 87 kilos now. I've got to get it down to Jake's weight, which is 77. Dan's got to get down to my weight. It's like a bit of a, I'll take your weight and you go hop down.
Yeah, we'll just pass it
on. Work like that, eh?
So it's literally what needs to happen because you're running around with, 88 kilos or more.
Yeah, it's not nice. Do you know
what I mean? It's not.
It's not nice. But I think, I think you're right with the training stuff. I think it's just like you really have to you have to keep ticking boxes and going every day because if you don't go every day, you miss a day and then you fall. And then it's really a mindset thing as well. It's like you wake up and you're as soon as you start missing stuff, you give yourself excuses. Mm. You're just like, oh, I won't do that or I'll do that or I'll change that or I'll do this or whatever. And then it's just, it just becomes you're going backwards. So I think the running program is obviously super important and the accountability behind that is very important as well.
Yeah, and Jeff Cunningham's very excited for this and that's the cool thing, especially if you say that he wants to come down to Australia just to kind of see us at the end or anything like that. So
he's going to jump on a podcast.
Yeah,
so amazing, which will be great.
Amazing. I mean,
in a couple of months' time, once we're sort of well into this journey, he's going to jump on and have a chat to us. But I guess like nutrition and all these sort of things that need to be nailed and ticked off to the finest detail to ensure that we can get this. Because when you hear someone like, say, Ned, who's done a longer run, and the nutrition, it's to be able to get through that day of 100 kilometres. That's huge. We've done a couple.
Mm.
We've done three so far. But like you look at the Surf Coast and, you're struggling to walk the next day. One, you don't get any sleep. You don't get any food in you the whole day. Plus, you're struggling to sleep and you can't walk the next day. So how do you back that up?
Mm.
So it's about understanding that, when do you start the run? When do you finish? What is the aim? When you finish, how much food are you trying to get in? When are you stopping? How often are you eating? All these sort of things to then back it up. Because, I remember the day after 100, we're struggling to walk. Mm. And then you've got to back that up for 10 days. So
what people don't realise as well, maybe, or do it, when we say we're going on a run, it's not really how people run normally, yeah? Like if we're going out, like most people go and do their 5K, 3K, they're running like as hard as they can kind of run.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to try and do this in the best time I can. But like we were talking about the other day, you're going to have to find a pace where you're running, but it's really just like moving forward.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? You have to find that gait and we have to start working on those muscles that we're just running at a pace that we can control for that certain amount of time. And obviously there's going to be periods of walking. Like we all know that's going to happen.
Yep.
It's about finding that pace.
Well, it's one thing that Jeff has spoken about is, the easy runs. And we've said it before because, running any running at all is not easy.
Mm.
Yeah. But an easy run is defined by heart rate. And be able to continue and not burn energy that you shouldn't be burning and to be able to continue that speed for a long period of time. So it's a staying within, for us, a 145, a 140 to a 155. Lower the better. Yeah, lower the better because then our heart rate's not going up to a spike. We're able to stay at that speed and be comfortable, be able to talk and be able to just keep ticking it over. Because once you get to that 165, 170 heart rate, you're burning the wrong energy. Your fuel's going down, hydration.
I'm burning the wrong energy right now, I'll tell you that much. Honestly, all my runs are at like 170, 180 at the moment. Yeah. Like for 30 minutes.
It's the realisation as well, especially from the training last year, where a lot of the time we were running at, 4 minute 30 to 5 minute 30 kilometres. It's now the realisation that when our heart rate's dropping a lot lower, we're going to have to understand how our movement is going to be. So a lot of the time we're probably going to be sitting around a 6 minute,
100%.
6 minute, 7 minute kilometres, which for us, again, it feels really slow, but again, if you want to keep backing it up,
it's
going to
feel good day three, bro. It's going to feel real good day three. I just think it's funny, man. Like all I can relate back to is obviously our training that we've done already. That's all you can relate back to, right? Is experience.
And spot on.
I know that last time, I swear, I started with the same. My heart rate was so high, and then all of a sudden, Dill was like, "Okay, Jeff said we had to do this." And then I just noticed every run, my heart rate would just get lower on the same run at the same speed. And I was like, there we go. Like, that's exactly what we're trying to do. Mm. Like, we're trying to condition our body to keep at that rate, at that speed. And that's what we got to. Yeah, we all, you know, got to a really good place at that last program in terms of our running. I think we're all very fit.
I think the importance of what we did last year with the VO2 max opened our eyes. Again, we spoke about this in the Surf Coast, but it did open our eyes to kind of what our capabilities in our VO2 max was. So again, and like you said, it very much comes down to previous experience, but we were in a good place now because we've had that experience, you know.
And the growth that comes from this is going to be tremendous.
So next level.
We I mean, we're going to be keep this nice and short and sharp today. Obviously, we've got, I mean, big lead up to this event, and you'll be able to, you know, I mean, follow each of us and Kev on social media and understand the struggles and each run is just a tick off the box. You just got to tick it off, and that's just like anyone out there that's, I mean, starting back at the gym or training for our TPC 50, which is, I mean, our performance club run event again to raise money for Holler, which is a everyone at the gym's challenge to push themselves out of their comfort zone to complete either a 50K ultra run, a half marathon. You've got a 10K run, a 50K walk, and a 100K bike ride. So all of these things are going to push everyone out of their comfort zone. So we're doing what we can to push ourselves out of our comfort zone, to set the example, to understand that, I mean, this is what you need to do for growth, and to set yourself back at ground zero to then grow again. And to force that.
Yep.
So we're hoping to get as many people. Last time, I think the TPC 100 last year, we had about 130 people participate. This year, we want to have more. And the idea is to raise as much money as we can for Holler Foundation with its first event coming up in the next sort of 3 months. And then our journals and all that, you'll see Dream being released of the Holler journals. All these things will come to the forefront, and you'll be able to see exactly what the Holler Foundation and what we're trying to do to help our mental health with all our kids starting all the way to, I mean, adults, and understand the connection, how important that is in society and in our community. So follow us on our path, and we'll keep you up to date with these podcasts. So we'll see you next week. Thank you, lads, for joining us.
No worries.
And next week we'll hit it off again. So we'll speak to you then.
Can't wait.
Thank you.